Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, testing. I'm not sure I can hear myself. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. Testing, 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 testing. 1, 2, 3. Let me know if you can't hear me, because I'm not using my headphones. Hello, everybody. What's popping, everybody? What's popping? All right. Let me make sure that I can hear myself over here, because I'm doing something a little bit different. Okay. We're about to get into some things. All right. So, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are back with another video. I moved some stuff around. I just didn't want the microphone in my face, so I really can't hear what's going on. But if you guys can hear me well, drop some bells and bombs in the comments, all right? And if I'm yelling, I'm sorry. I'm just not. I just don't hear the audio. However, I'm feeling good today. I don't know about you. I've been juicing. I did a little insanity. I'm trying to lose some of this weight, but now I decided I was going to take a break and have me a little bit of a Moscow Mule. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hit the little blunt a little bit, and now we're going to gossip, okay? We got a lot to talk about today. This is the kind of gossip that I want to get into, okay? We got to get into some things. All right, so the first thing I want to, we're talking about NeNe Leakes and Wendy Williams. We're talking about Princess and Ray J. So I hope you guys have been following up with that. And we're also going to be deciding if Tasha K ruined those people's relationship or not. Okay. And we're also going to be talking to Tekashi 6ix9ine and our girlfriend, Tokyo Toni. It feels so awkward not having the headphones. I almost feel like I'm free flying and I'm like, I don't trust anything because I can't hear it. But they're sitting right here. I just didn't want to put all that on. But anyway, let's get into some things. So the first one I want to start with, the first topic I want to start with is Miss NeNe Leakes and Wendy Williams. So it looks like their friendship is about to be over, if not already over. But if it can be over this quickly, then to me, this just goes to show you that they were never really friends in the first place. Okay. But anywho, Wendy Williams took onto her live stream platform today, because, you know, everybody's live streaming from home now. Shout out to us YouTubers that's been live streaming. Hey. I mean, not saying nothing, but doesn't this throw us in the market now? Listen, since everybody's on the same playing field, then you can really see who can deliver a live stream, you know, and some of our quality be looking better than the professional. I mean, I'm just saying. But anywho, so Wendy Williams was live streaming for her show today, and she mentioned NeNe Leakes. So basically what Wendy Williams is saying, that NeNe Leakes called her and wanted to get her on FaceTime. Now, Wendy didn't know that NeNe was going to call her. This wasn't a planned thing. But NeNe called Wendy, wanting Wendy to get on FaceTime with her while NeNe Leakes' whole staff was at NeNe's house and the production team for The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So you know what that suggests. That suggests that NeNe wanted another recorded phone call of Wendy Williams for the show. And she actually said it. But here's the issue. Wendy Williams felt like, girl, do not call me to be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm not a Real Housewives friend of the show. I'm not a walk-in. I am still the Wendy Williams, Hollywood Walk of Fame, Radio Hall of Fame. Like, I know it might just sit up here. It may seem as though I sit up here and just gossip. But, girl, I am bigger in my mind. This is from Wendy. Wendy feels bigger than a Real Housewife. And she says she's not going to dumb herself down or step to those levels because she doesn't need to go on the Housewives. She doesn't need to have a reoccurring role. She's Wendy Williams. You girls come on to her show to interview and to promote your shows. And so she hung up in NeNe's face. NeNe didn't call her back. This was last Friday. NeNe hadn't called her back. So Wendy went on her platform today and basically aired it all out and said, you know what, NeNe, you should have called me privately and told me that you had a whole situation going on at your house. You had production, hair, makeup, film crew, and you call me and have me on speaker. You're all animated and live, and you're filming. Like, you don't get to ambush me and use me in that way because probably the cameras were already rolling. And so I agree with Wendy Williams. I feel like, you know what, there's a lot of times where people will try to use you or try to use your likeness for things to help them because, you know, let's be clear, all these housewives are fighting for storylines and it looks good to, you know, befriend this one and have a friend here and know this person and know that person. However, Wendy Williams is saying like, girl, no, I'm your friend, but don't try to exploit our friendship. But then on the flip side, Wendy Williams, you're dead wrong. Because if y'all were really, really friends, you would have never went on your platform and you would have aired it out. You know, that's my thing. Like, I'm not finna fall out with my friend like that publicly. Now, what's another thing if we decide that we're no longer friends and it's done, and girl, you go say what you want to say and you decide to go public and I decide, you know, that's something different. But in the midst of like an argument or some confusion, you don't go on your freaking show to millions of people and then just basically kind of low-key drag NeNe Leakes and let NeNe Leakes know that she's beneath you because she's a housewife and you are, you know, the Wendy Williams show and those girls could never, and you would never go on there. I mean, that was shade. So at that point, at this point, I don't personally feel like they need to even reconcile. This relationship is not going to work. This friendship is not going to last. I can play you a little snippet of the audio from what Wendy Williams said, but I cannot play you the video because they don't play over there at Bravo. So let me play you a little bit of this audio. So for those that didn't get to hear it, got my headphones right now. She says she will not be slumming, okay? You heard her. She says she will not be slumming for no housewives. Period, point blank, Poe. Now, I agree with her to a certain degree, but I just feel as though if she was really, really your friend, you could have called her and let her know that you didn't like that she did that. And from this point forward, you won't be associating with her anymore because it's very, very clear that the relationship is done. And then Wendy Williams went on to say pretty much, NeNe and Bravo, you guys better not use that footage. And it is what it is. So that's that. Now, NeNe hasn't responded. Now, I was seeing a couple things on Twitter where some people were tweeting and saying that, you know, NeNe would never try to ambush. NeNe never tried to ambush Wendy Williams, and NeNe was waiting for Kim Zolciak to get on the live because NeNe was doing late night lives, which I did see that too. And then NeNe was going under those comments acting as if she didn't know what Wendy Williams is talking about. And that's the one thing that I don't like about NeNe Leakes, because NeNe Leakes will lie at the drop of a dime. Girl, you know that you called Wendy Williams. You know that you felt like you could call her like that and get her onto the show and do another one because you were probably in your mood, sipping a little bit, sashaying around your home. You had production there, and you were thinking, you know what, I'm feeling good. I'm in a good mood. Let me call Wendy up again. Let's use that Wendy Williams call again. And Wendy was like, girl, we cool, but we're not cool like that. Y'all know how Wendy is. She acts weird. She acts funny. So, and you got to know the real Wendy. She hung up right in your face. And NeNe's probably like, girl, I'm tired of Wendy. Because low-key, when Wendy tried to put out the fact that NeNe said she was going to quit the Housewives, NeNe played that very, very smooth. That's another thing that I don't like about Wendy Williams, too. Wendy, I like you. I'm on your side with it. However, what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the way that you overreacted in that moment was a little bit insensitive and a little bit childish. Yes, you could have been frustrated with her. However, you didn't have to react in that moment because just a month ago or 2 months ago, NeNe Leakes sent you a text and you went and promoted that to your show and said that NeNe Leakes was going to quit The Real Housewives. And when NeNe Leakes went on her interviews, she didn't slay you. She didn't stop being your friend. She didn't stop associating with you. She didn't disrespect you. Now, I believe had that been reversed and Wendy, you told NeNe something like you were going to leave your show and she went out and put that on The Real Housewives, you would have been livid. You would have deleted her number. You would have called her all kind of names on your show. You know you would have drugged. You would have been dragging NeNe from now until the end of your show. And that's what I don't think is fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that Wendy Williams reacts to stuff, like, she gets offended and sensitive really, really easy, and she'll cut you off. But then when she does something, you just have to understand that it's just business. No, 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 no. NeNe didn't go around town dragging you. And every time she did an interview, she wasn't, like, super disrespectful. So that's the one thing I don't agree with when it comes to Wendy Williams and how she does certain things. But for the most part, I do understand why she felt the way that she felt when NeNe called her. So they were both wrong. And honestly, this friendship is not going to last. They really are not friends like that. This is all some TV foo-foo, foo-foo, la-la-la. Who cares? Let's move on. Let's move on. All right. So this is the topic that I really want to talk about. So I don't know if you guys have been watching this, but like, my back is killing me. So I told you guys, listen, you guys need to be watching the Ray J and Princess on the Zeus Network. I don't know if you guys have been watching that. Have we been watching that? Hashtag yes in the comments if you guys have been watching that. Listen, I told you guys to be watching that because I'm not going all the way back. Well, I might go a little far back, but you guys need to be paying attention to this stuff so we can keep up with the story. All right, so it got good. This was the actual last one. And you know, Tasha K came up in this one. I mean, I'll say this. You know, she does her thing, and she knows how to get, she knows how to infiltrate. Now, before we get to Tasha K, if you guys don't know, I'll give you like a little bit of a brief synopsis of where I was at in the story and what makes sense to me. Okay, so for those that's not been watching it. So Princess and Ray J, they were in Las Vegas for the Soul Train Music Awards, okay? Excuse me. Now, prior to that, before coming out to Las Vegas, they had a conversation about basically, all right, you know, whatever happens between us, you know, things like that, we don't go to the press. We vow not to go to blogs. We don't talk to media. You won't do that, Princess. You know, Ray J, you won't do that. So, which leads me also to think, you know, that there was a point in time that she was talking to bloggers. She had done something before for them to make a pact on that. So fast forward to the Soul Train Awards. They're out in Vegas. They're doing their thing. They got standing ovations at the Soul Train Awards. He's loving Vegas. She's liking Vegas. But the thing is, Ray J is going out frequently. He's drinking. He's having fun. He's getting deals. He's staying at the casinos late hours of the night, chilling with his boys in Vegas. You know, he's buying out there, buying property or investing in property. It was to the point where they was like, "You want to move to Vegas?" And then Princess wanted to move, allegedly, and then he was like, all right, let's move. He bought a studio or something like that in Vegas. And then they start to get into it because Princess starts to see that, hey, he's liking Vegas too much. He's drinking too much. He's going out of town. He's going outside too much. He's not spending enough time with me, the family, and the kids. Like, Vegas could be a big distraction for Ray J. So she does her thing, which Princess is very passive, aggressive, and kind of vindictive, but she tells Ray J, no, you know what, I don't want to move to Vegas anymore. How about I move, I'm going to stay in California, and you can move to Vegas. So they get into this whole argument, because he's frustrated, because he didn't spend money, and she's frustrated, because he's not around. So they're getting into it, they're getting into it through text messages, all kind of stuff, right? So make a long story short, Ray J leaves, blocks her, right? So she can't get through to him anymore. She can't text him while they're arguing. They're calling each other all kind of nasty, nasty, nasty names, going back and forth, arguing. And then, so he blocks her. So she can't contact him. So then Princess goes and writes on social media that Ray J has left her stranded. She's pregnant. She's afraid. You know, there's human trafficking, all kind of stuff. So then the media catches it, and they're like, you know, Ray J's a bad father. He leaves his wife stranded in Las Vegas. You know, so everybody's blowing this thing up. Like, dang, Ray J, you just left Princess with no money, just stranded out here in Las Vegas. So then brand deals that Ray J was working on, you know, he was getting deals. He was working with some different brands, and they started pulling out of the deals because they were like, all right, you're too much of a liability. This doesn't look good for our brand. You know what I mean? You're leaving your wife, and she's 8 months pregnant. You have a one-year-old. Like, this is not good. We cannot support Ray J because you left your wife stranded. So you know, these are millions of dollars on the table here that he lost. So he's like, I just had a conversation with this girl. I'm not understanding why she is going to the blog discussing our business. So you know what? I'm done. I've had it. The relationship is over at this point. I don't care about a Princess Ray J relationship. I'm going to the club. I'm going to pop my pills. I'm going to do whatever I'm doing, and I'm going to sip my alcohol. I'm going to the strip club and I'm going to go find me some big booty, some big booty, And so that's what he did. He got him some nice, you know, he was at the strip club and he probably had a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 females in the room. He smashed them. He did what he did. Okay. So then Princess gets a call. This is what I thought. This is how I thought the whole thing happened. Princess gets a call from a friend of hers that says a blogger wants to talk to her. And so the blogger says that I have some information. I'm sorry to hear this, but I'm sorry, but I know you're 8 months pregnant, but I have some information and I wanted to give you the information before the information went live. That your husband has been with the woman who runs the brothel. They're getting underwear from CVS and, you know, he's got hotel rooms here, there, and everywhere, right? So, you know, Princess's whole thing is now, well, what were you doing in Vegas? Like, you were, like, cheating on me in Vegas? You were with some girls, and who are these girls that you were sleeping with, that you were stripping with, and, you know, or, you know, who are these girls? Like, why did you cheat on me in Vegas? When we got into our argument, why did you cheat on me? Like, what happened? And so they're at the conversation. And so I'm watching it, and I think it's a good conversation. However, I think that they're at two different levels of the conversation. Princess wants to know why he slept with other women and why he cheated or whatever the case may be. And Princess is willing to reconcile because she feels like she's just having a regular argument with her husband, her man. You know, like, why did you do this? You hurt me. You're not paying attention to me. Who are these girls? Ray J is like, girl, I will get to that point, but you need to understand that you broke our pact and our bond. And this is very, very, very crucial. And this is extremely crucial for those public figures, celebrities, people that watch. You got to understand, it's very important to have loyalty. Loyalty is important. I notice a lot of people don't believe that loyalty is important, but loyalty is important. So never mind the fact that we get into it. You, Princess, are not supposed to go to the blog. And to the press, you do not expose what goes on in our relationship to the blog. And when you did that, me being Ray J, so everything's going to come down on Ray J first. He's the man. He's the celebrity. He's the one with the most money. People are going to attack him. So he loses money, which takes money out away from you and the rest of your family, your kids. And so, and he also does not trust you. So in his mind, the relationship was over because you, Princess, crossed the ultimate line of speaking to the blogs and talking to the press. You know, many celebrities have to worry about people exposing them, but it's another thing to worry about your wife going and exposing you to a blogger. So, and I don't feel like Princess was trying to understand that. This is why I cannot be on Princess's side. Because Princess, all she wanted Ray J to hear was, all she wanted Ray J to do was say, yeah, I slept with the girls. Yeah, I cheated. Yeah, I did this. But she was not trying to take responsibility or apologize about the fact that she broke the bond. She didn't take any responsibility. What she said is, I'm sorry if you feel like the outsiders, the people, meaning us, the fans, the blogs, whoever, the followers, social media. She feels bad if we took what she said out of context because she didn't actually mean that she was stranded like no money, stranded on the side of the road. She meant she was stranded like she was pregnant with her kids in this big plush room. However, her husband wasn't there with her, and she could have went into labor, that kind of stranded. But Ray J's point is, girl, it doesn't matter. It's the perception. It's not what your intent was. It was the perception. And if you ask me, her intent was for it to come across as if he had left her stranded with two kids on the side of the road with haystacks flying by. She knew how to word it to make people, to trigger people. So she definitely tried to trigger that situation. So I'm not buying that either. And Ray J is at the point where I'm like, you know what? Until you understand exactly what I'm talking about, or until you acknowledge that you were wrong, or until you acknowledge that you know, why I did what I did, then it doesn't even matter. The relationship is over. And so Ray J is well aware of the idea that, you know, he entertained females and he slept with girls and he did that, this, that, and the third. But he's not going to even get into that until she accepts and understands the role that she's played. And that's the part. She does not want to take responsibility for going to the media. You're posting on social media. You're talking to the blog. Girl, I am a celebrity, a very powerful, very rich, famous person. You, my wife, the mother of my kids, no pertinent private information. You do not go to the damn blog and a blogger and give them credibility. What are you doing? For that reason, I cannot trust you. I love you, but I can't fool with you. And I understand that. If me and you friends or me and you in a relationship, and the minute we fall out, you going on like, I'm not fucking with you like that. No. I'm not. So that's my thing. But this is the part where it gets confusing, because that's what I always thought it was. Now, here's the Tasha K piece. So Princess gets mad and says, well, you're trying to act like the girls, you were cheating with girls and you did all this girl stuff after I went to the blogs, you know. And she basically said, no, it didn't happen that way. Now I'm confused, because she's alleging that before all of this, she got a call from Zelle Swag that said that a blogger, which we know it was Tasha K. Tasha K wanted to talk to Love Princess. She had some information. And that's when Tasha K fed Princess the information about Ray J doing this, that, and the third. Now, allegedly, this is all before Princess went to social media and started posting. Now, the reason why I know it's Tasha K is because Tasha K, I think she did a video on it. I didn't really watch it, but I know that Tasha K is cool with Lyrica, and I know Lyrica and Princess is cool, and I know Tasha K is cool with Zelle Swag. And I also know it takes a low-down, dirty to want to get into somebody's business that far and deep. But you know what? Right now, I'm not mad at Tasha K. She did her job. She was supposed to do that. She did that for her audience. Now, that's what her audience liked. She went and got that tea. But it was Princess's fault that she was able to be infiltrated by Tasha K. She should have never been able to get infiltrated. Because let me tell you something. You give us a little bit, baby, we're going to take it. So a blogger is going to take that information there. And the thing is this. All Tasha really needed was to just get you on the phone, Princess, and just started going in and just telling you all kind of stuff. And then you had let her get in your head. And then you reacted and went on social media. So in that form, yes, Tasha K destroyed your marriage. But that's what you get, because you should have never got on the phone with her. Because you weren't strong enough. But Ray J, you shouldn't have married her weak, because she's talking to the blogs. But Tasha K, you did your thing. I mean, that's just the facts. So at the end of the day, though, whether you found out before, whether you found out after, whatever the fact of the matter that Princess went to social media on Ray J, I think that's where he can't get past. Now, oh, another reason why I feel like I know that it was Tasha K, because you got to listen to the story. Tasha K come with the news of the band. He's with the woman that runs a brothel, and he's got underwear at CVS, and he's doing this, and he's got 3, 4, 5. You know, it just sound like some Tasha K news, because you almost be like, what? Some bullshit. Like, what? It almost sound like some, like, you know, she added some sauce to that. But some of it was true. Some of it was true. But the idea that Princess was able to be infiltrated and manipulated in that way to, you know, because then she got off the phone with Tasha K and just reacted on the internet. If she wants to spin it that way, you know. So it's messed up, but Princess, yeah. You let the blogs and the bloggers ruin your relationship because you got so in your feelings that you just reacted. You shouldn't be talking to the blogs, girl. And Zell Swag ain't your friend for him giving you that tea like that, because he just wants to see the shit blow up. And Tasha didn't care about you either, because she still ran the story. The story was going to run. But I guess she was just giving you a heads up. But either way, the ball was ultimately on you. A blogger cannot ruin your relationship, Princess. Princess and Ray J, you guys both ruined your relationship. Ray J, you weren't being, you know, the man that she wanted you to be. And Princess is not a girl to be trusted when you are in the industry, because she will talk to bloggers. She will post on social media. And she will not understand that there's a problem with doing that. So for that, Ray J, you need to leave her alone. But Ray J is actually done with her. I think that Ray J is done with her because she literally broke the code. Whew, that was a lot. Ooh, child. All right, what's our next topic? Oh, let's get into it. Tokyo Toni. Wow, this is the best we've ever seen Tokyo Toni look. Now, this is not really major new news. It's just the same Tokyo Toni BS. She's still on the internet crying and whining and begging for 25 cents from Zeus Network. It's like, Tokyo Toni, get over it. No one cares. You look whacked out. You look cracked out. Nobody gives a damn. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I don't feel sorry for Tokyo Toni. I don't feel sorry for Tokyo Toni because she made it seem like everybody else was around Black China looking for a come up and looking for money. And all Tokyo Toni wanted was a freaking come up and some money. Because the minute she was able to move Jamal and Ashton and everybody else out of the way, and then Black China gave her a little bit of an in, guess what Tokyo did? Oh, my daughter, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning. Yeah, all Tokyo wanted was a show, an assistant, a team. She wanted to be famous. Tokyo Toni is jealous of her daughter, and Tokyo Toni is bipolar than he mother. Okay? I don't feel bad for Tokyo Toni. Tokyo Toni knows exactly what she's doing. Zeus shows that they paid her the checks. This woman keeps going on and on and on and on and on about Zeus not paying her. Girl, you should have done better business then. Now you're sitting online begging for dollars. Tokyo Toni, maybe if you were a better mother to your daughter and you were more consistent and you take some accountability for the things that you've done, you wouldn't have to sit online looking like Pookie from New Jack City. I'm tired of Tokyo Toni. Let's look at her. Nigel, this is an old video, but she posted this yesterday. Thank you. She's crazy. She's crazy. And I got to get my check. I didn't have, you don't need PR. You're not a celebrity. You don't need hair and makeup. You're not a celebrity. You don't need that stuff. You're there supposed to be supporting your daughter. No, you see what happened, Tokyo Toni. They gassed you up and made you feel like you could have the show. You could be this one. You're so popular. You're Tokyo Toni. You're so big. You have such a great personality. No, you're an opportunist. You're a drug addict. You're a crackhead. And you're full of caca. And we don't give a damn. Okay? Tokyo Toni, get over yourself. Get off your ass and go get a job. Seriously, go get a job. We live in America. How long are you gonna sit here and beg for a two-show check that nobody watched? Did anybody watch the Tokyo Toni show on Zeus? I know I didn't. It was scripted and staged. Tokyo Toni, you've cried so much, you've spent that money. It couldn't be more than $1,000. Tokyo Toni, get your ass up and go get a job. I can guarantee you, you'll make more than you made at Zeus. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to cry every day? And they're not going to pay you, Toni. They're not going to pay you, Shalana. You're not getting paid. Go get a job, Toni. Who's going to pay you? Is anybody going to pay Tokyo Toni for her two boring episodes on Zeus? You should have known they weren't going to pay you because you were mad about how much they were paying you on Black China show. I wouldn't have paid you either. So that's my thoughts on that. Tokyo Toni, you've ruined every relationship that you have. You talk down about everybody. You're just nothing. You're worthless. You just sit here and cry and cry and cry and panhandle. I'm over it. I'm done. We're over it. Okay. Next one. I wasn't sure if I was going to add her in this. No, I might do another one. I'm going to do another video after that. Because I was going to do Candy Once All the Money, because I have some words for Candy too, but I'm not going to add Candy on this live. I think I'm going to do a separate video for Candy. Because I'm tired of Candy too. Now, yeah. I'm tired of Candy too, but that's going to come after. Hold on, let me see. You know what? Let's just do Candy in this one, too. I'm just going to cry. Yeah, we'll just get Candy out the way, too. Where the hell is my Candy and Todd? I'll do Candy and Todd after I do the Tekashi. No, let me see. Let me get Candy and Todd on here. Let me get Candy. We might as well get Candy and Todd out the way. We might as well while I'm here. I cannot stand Candy. Anybody that knows me knows I cannot stand Candy. Candy want everybody money. Hold on. Candy? Candy. Okay. Okay. Wow. Wow, Candy. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, is there any dollar that you won't touch? And I guess the answer is, nigga, hell no. Candy wants so much. She wants the money so bad. Okay, let's talk about what Candy do. Candy write. Candy thinks she can sing, but Candy cannot sing. And there's nobody on this planet that's going to ever tell me and make me believe that Candy can sing. Candy cannot sing. I don't care what anybody says. Candy cannot sing. Okay? But that she does do that. Candy has candy coated knives. Okay? Candy has a YouTube television show. Okay? Candy has 2, 3, 4 restaurants. Okay? Candy has do cabaret. Candy is now acting on The Shy. And not only is she acting, Candy has a full-on sex scene. Oh, and now Candy does an Instagram brunch. But what Candy does not do, spend time with her 2 kids and her man. At all the while, she's having another baby. Wait. Yes, she's having another baby through a surrogate. Candy, you don't have time for another baby because you're too busy collecting everybody's check. And I think even on her entry of the Housewives, they say, if you don't have a check for me, don't check for me. Now, am I being a hater? Yes. Is Candy a boss still? Yes. But I am being a hater. This is me being the hater right now. This is being the hater. I am put, if you crop this video and add hater to my face, okay? Because I am. And I couldn't start, I started hating on Candy when she started to come into my space. Why are you on YouTube? But now Todd is over it. Now Todd is like, girl, you want everything. You want to act? I let you act. Now you want to do this. You want to do the restaurant. You want to do it. Listen, can you come home? Can I get some candy? You busy giving the nigga candy on The Shy. Can I get some candy? I'm sitting at home. Todd probably over at home jacking off all day. Todd is the babysitter. He's got to make enough money so that people can actually say that when he buys a new car or even buys diapers for the baby, they're not saying it's candy money. You know, Todd don't even get to go and do what he want to do. Todd got to run a trucking business or something stupid that he don't like to do. Todd want to play with cameras and go on tour and be booked and do television, but he can't. Because Candy's busy wanting all the money, and Todd got to just sit up there and keep trying to compete with Candy, who want all the goddamn money. I cannot stand Candy. Then she's going to sit up there, they're going to have a conversation. They had a conversation, you know. They talked about it. You know, he expressed his concern. She expressed her concern, and she teared up because Candy had just came home from Chicago or whatever she was doing, getting somebody's check. And Don Juan, as soon as she had landed in, her assistant or manager, whatever, booked her another event. It was Dr. Heavenly's brunch or some speaking engagement. So she came in to tell Todd that she's leaving, and Todd is looking at her like, what's going on? You know, you got your work, then your friends, and then your family. So then she gets over there and she gets teary-eyed and she hugs Todd and she kisses Todd. She tells Todd that she's sorry and whatever. She loves him to death. And here we go and we're having this moment. And just right when Todd thought that he was going to get some, she pulls back and she says, okay, but I still have to go to this event because I told them that I was coming. No. So you and Todd just look like, damn, is there not $1 you would pass up? So she says, pretty much no. There won't be another dollar, any dollar, I'll pass up. Not even for you. I'll cry, I'll hold you, I'll console you, and I'll rub you. But at the end of the day, I have to get up and go get this money. I cannot stand Candy. And guess what? She went up and got ready and got that money. Because the whole thing is the check, the deposit had probably already cleared. I cannot stand candy. But girl, I'm not mad at you getting your coins, girl. Get your coins, candy. Get your coins, candy. Get your coins. Get your coins, candy. I'm going to have to crop these and I'm going to drop these. All right. Lastly, in news, if you give a damn, Tekashi 6ix9ine is out. Y'all know Tekashi 6ix9ine, he out. All right, Tekashi 6ix9ine is out. I personally can't wait for him to return to the internet because I want to see how this story is going to end. Okay. Well, so the governor of California, I think this is the photo. Let me see. No, the mayor of California is offering rewards for AKA snitching on businesses violating the stay-at-home order, right? And, you know, I wish that we were over there in that area because there was definitely a Chinese food restaurant that was open that darn sure shouldn't have been open. But anyway, Tekashi 6ix9ine responds to it and says, coming to the rescue. So this lets me know that he is in full troll mode and he's very aware of where he stands with the community and the culture. And I think he's going to ride this snitch wave all the way to the top. Some people don't think Tekashi 6ix9ine will happen. I think that Tekashi 6ix9ine will happen even more so now than he was going to happen before because those white people don't care. They're happy that he's out. And at the end, give it a year, or not even a year, give it 6 months, and I can guarantee you these nothing-ass rappers that try to act as if they didn't like Tekashi 6ix9ine will be either begging him for a feature or hopping on any record that they can with him for the clout. I'm telling you. Tekashi 6ix9ine is not canceled. This will all go away in due time. Now, they'll always call him a snitch, but they'll still go get that money. Does that make sense? Okay. Well, so there was that. Now, how long have we been on here? What's going on? Let me see. How long have we been on here? Ooh, child, I talk for 44 minutes. Okay, so we'll do 15 minutes of calls, then we'll wrap this up, okay? The number is going to go on the screen. The number is 563-999-3658. Don't curse. Don't allude to cursing. What I do, you do not do. If I feel like you're going to curse, I will hang up on you. If you don't like it, you don't have to watch. Okay? Yes, I'm in the mood today. All right, if anybody wants to sound off on anything, call in. If not, we will wrap the show here. Periana to the Period. All right, if you haven't done so already either, please, the call-in line is completely free, completely clear. So this is the time to call in. Also, if you haven't done so, please make sure you guys subscribe to my channel here on YouTube. Please subscribe to my Instagram channel at The Armand Wiggins Show. If you have any tips, tea, or gossip that you want to get into, email me at TheArmandWigginsShow@gmail.com. All right. So we do not have any calls in the queue. So this is good news because we're going to wrap it here and we don't have to go over. So thank you guys all for watching. And I will be back with another video. Oh, we got one. Oh, now I hear they coming in. Okay, because I was about to wrap it. 203, turn me down in the back.
Hello?
Yes, 0940.
Yes, how you doing, Armand?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine, fine. I couldn't wait to get in and give you a call. I feel just like you feel. I can't stand candy.
Right?
I can't stand her. And, I mean, everything that you say is like you're reading my mind. Even when you smile before you even say the words, I can feel it. I hate that girl.
No, we don't hate her. We just can't stand her because she's just taking all the money from everybody.
We just can't stand her. And it's just that hate. It's that. I mean, I like her, but it's that she wants all the money.
From everybody. From everybody.
Everybody.
It's like, girl, can we keep some money to ourselves?
Nope.
But
not her. She's like, I want it.
But can we honestly, but if we really look deep down inside, we wish we was getting candy money too.
Baby, listen, I wish I was getting it too. Trust and believe.
You're right, okay? Okay. Just take everybody money. All right. Thank you,
everybody.
Caller.
You're so welcome.
Bye. Okay. 7573, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's poppin'?
I'm going to run it down. I'm going to get it. First of all, let's talk about, let me just mention Candy. Nobody ain't hating on her. Let her get her money, you know, because we always
okay.
calling people losers. Let her get that bag. I want to talk about Mayweather. Can we?
Okay, but we're not talking about Mayweather on here. No, not on here. Not today. We're not talking about Mayweather right now.
Okay.
We'll do
right.
another
so
Mayweather live.
Okay, so let me jump and let's talk about, oh, my God, I can't think. I'm going blank. I'm sorry. Say a name for me that you just spoke about.
Oh, think about it. I'm going to pause you. Come back. 201-4475, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I was just curious. Do you think that Todd is in love with Candy? Because I don't.
I do. I do think that Todd is in love with Candy. I think that Todd expressed his frustration very clearly last night when he said that, listen, it's not hard. It's hard basically dating a multimillionaire. And the idea of every time I do something, like I'm always going to be living in your shadow, under your shadow, or people always feel
True.
Like there's a come up. Or, you know, so he's even said, I've sacrificed my dream just so I, not because I necessarily want to be with you, but because I didn't want people to be thinking whenever I bought some shoes, they think I did it with your money. So, you know, he's now
dream,
to go into, well, he's wanting to do film and TV and production, but it doesn't make
oh, okay.
the same amount of money as being a business owner, I guess. I don't know what they do, what businesses he have. Don't get me lying. But it's something that it's not his dream. It's making more money, but it makes more money than him doing film and production. Because, you know, he used to be one of the production guys on The Real Housewives. But he quit.
Exactly.
So he, exactly. But so now he makes enough money to where I think that people can probably still don't make as much as Candy, but he makes enough money where people can, you know, he can buy things on his own and not have to be questioned about it.
Okay. Love you, Armand.
Love you
Stay
too.
Safe.
Thank you. All right. 9459. You're live on the air. Hi.
Yes, I was calling because I was wanting to ask you a question. Do you think Wendy Williams was really using what's her name, Nene, for a story, for like on Hot Topics?
No, I think that that's how Wendy Williams actually is. I think that Wendy Williams did that because she felt some type of way, because she felt that Nene used her. I think she felt that Nene used her. She has a lot going on in her background. I feel like she felt Nene used her for her storyline. And you know, Wendy Williams is probably like, girl, I don't want to be a housewife. Just because we're in a quarantine, don't dumb me down. And then number two, girl, I don't get paid for this. And if they do, then, girl, they're not really paying me my rate because, girl, I'm in Wendy's mind, and rightfully so, and I get it. Girl, I'm better. I'm bigger than you. I'm better. I have a syndicated talk show, radio show. I have a Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like, I'm not a housewife. Like, I don't need to go on that show. So, girl, like, stop trying to ease me into that role because, you know, that diminishes a little bit of my brand. You girls are reality stars, and you girls argue every week for a spot on a weekly slot. There's no real storyline. You guys just sit up here and compete for storylines and read back and forth just to be seen on TV every week. There's no real substance there, if you will. 757-5563. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, I'm going to circle back real quick to Todd and Candy. So, yes, I agree with you. I think that Todd does love Candy, and, you know, everything is all beautiful and, you know, the wedding and all that kind of stuff. They're a perfect couple. But I think that it would be a good storyline or a good setup instead of making Todd look like he's the user. It's like if the marriage turns sour, it might because he is not getting enough affection, not enough love because she's devoting so much time to her work and he's already opinions and this, that, and the other. So maybe in the event of a divorce, he can say, for some reason, you know, I just felt like everything was more important than our marriage and our relationship, because, you know, they had a big deal when they got married. It was a whole thing about the prenuptial and this, that, and the third, and we never really got the details on exactly
how that all went
up.
Right.
So I just thought, like, I agree. I think, yeah, you know, he can't be the cheater. You know, he's not going to turn and walk away from that. And, you know, I didn't know that they were planning on having a third baby by surrogacy, or I don't know how many kids they got now, but another child by surrogacy. So it's like, what's that lady that was on TV and she adopted a baby with some guy? They ended up getting a divorce, and then he got child support from her.
Child, I don't know. Wrap this up. What now?
Girl,
what else?
I'm sorry.
But you
know,
talking about,
you know,
Stevie?
I mean,
I don't know who the hell Stevie is.
So the whole point was just Todd and Candy. So I just
think
that's a good storyline for them to set the whole divorce thing up, and to not be him, it's her.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, boo.
Bye now.
All right, we're going to take one more. Out of the country, I don't know where you call it from, but hi. Hello? Okay, not ready. Thank you.